Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
My next guest is fabulous, and she has a secret. Anything she wants, she can have and keep it. And she's from Texas, an upcoming actress. Funny and smart, the girl's got the whole package. She knows where she's going, she's focused. She realized she got a pure heart. She gives back, and she's on a rise. She's amazing, splendid, brilliant, stupendous, genius. My next guest is definitely Tiana Fatima Weeks. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Tiana, how you doing?
Motown, I'm great, especially after that amazing introduction. I'm flattered and honored. Thank you.
Well, I mean,
I didn't realize you had MC skills. Wow, I am impressed.
Oh, well, you know what? Only for the best. You inspired me to do this little piece, this little rendition. So, I mean, I couldn't do this for anyone else but you. So, thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm blushing as much as I am able to.
Oh man, but indeed, thank you for being on the show. I mean, all those lyrics that I just literally put together are so true. Indeed, you are amazing, brilliant, and you got the secret. That's what I want to talk about. You told me in an off conversation about how your family brought you up, and they brought you up in this positive state of mind and understanding the signs, and it all has to do with being with the secret movement and having gratitude. Talk to me about that, please.
Right. So before the secret in my life, there was Julia Weeks and Shanita Lewis. So this is predating the secret, years and years before the secret ever came out. I had these two amazing people in my life who really stressed the importance of positive thinking, the fact that words have power, you can create your own reality, you know, having an open mind and open heart, and really just the belief that anything is possible if you just have the right mental attitude and go about it in a way, you know, that's right for you. So thanks to those two lovely women in my life, without whom my mental strategies would be or not, anyway. But, the secret is just a really popular reference point right now. As more people become enlightened and engaged in this way of thinking and behaving, in this way of creating their own reality, things like the secret become very, very popular. And so the secret is just a really popular reference point to say that, you know, the fact that you can attract whatever you want into your life, the fact that the words you say and speak about your life, about your situation, about life in general, about anything, has power. And whatever you believe about life, about anything, is what you'll see in your reality. And so that's how I was raised. That's my belief. So I definitely try to be as positive as possible. I keep a gratitude journal. I try to have as many positive thoughts or think only positive things about anything as much as possible, as humanly possible, because after all, I am human. So
So is this just exclusive to you? I mean, it's not just exclusive to you. So I can have anything that I want and desire if I follow
this. Absolutely.
Really?
Exactly.
I have dreams at times. I have dreams.
I mean,
that
I
can.
You are Motown Maurice, so you know that you can. You have the show, so you already have that mindset
I got the show. Well, I have these dreams that I steal Beyonce from Jay-Z at times. If I focus on that, is that possible?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You have these dreams that you what?
I steal Beyonce from Jay-Z.
Oh, wow. You know what? Anything is possible. Anything is possible. I have this. Anything. I mean, I don't know if you really want to go out and steal another man's girl, but, you know, that's going to put some bad karma out there. But things could happen in a way that you guys end up together happily and everything's for the best, and you, Jay, and Jay-Z are like best friends, you know what I mean? Anything could happen. I have this saying that an impossibility, if someone says something's impossible, well, that's just another kind of possibility. So that's something I have in my little repertoire saying. So anything's
possible. As long as I know anything is possible, I must begin to build my concentration and focus. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
so
and you
what
know, I was going to throw this out there. They said that, you know, back when Tom Cruise was married to Nicole Kidman, what's her name, his current wife, and her name is slipping my mind right now, had his poster on the wall, and she wanted to marry him, and now look what happened. So
All right.
But I don't know how serious you are about taking Jay-Z's girl. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it was just a dream, so I just wanted to know the power of what you were talking about. It's, you know, I got another girl in mind
powerful.
That I ain't going to talk about.
Powerful.
But your journey in L.A., Tinseltown, has began about 2 years ago, and you've been through these interesting phases. Can you share that with me? Because everybody has their own particular journey where they learn lessons and things like that. So, you know, what was your phase in L.A., first phase?
Okay. Well, I came out to L.A. I was blessed to come out to L.A. on a scholarship to the New York Film Academy at Universal Studios. So my first phase, I was in school. I was in school full-time, really focused on that, honing my craft, learning as much as I can about the filmmaking and the film industry. I was in the acting program, but I got a firm foundation in all of the film industry, from directing to editing to producing to cinematography and the whole nine. So that was a really great experience. So that was the first, like, about eight and a half months that I was here. I was just, you know, honing craft, learning, soaking all that good education up. After that, I was thrown out there into the real world. So I had this, I was out here on a scholarship and I had some loan money, and then I had to figure out how I was going to make my way in L.A. and stay here and figure out some streams of income, and then also figure out the industry, like how am I going to move forward out there? I mean, they teach you a little bit about the business of acting. You hear about a little bit about, you know, what the do's and don'ts and what you absolutely must do. And then, you know, you're out there. You got to figure it out on your own for the most part. So I had to figure it out, you know, shift through some stuff and filter and really figure it out for myself. How am I going to pursue this and what's right for me? And the good thing and the bad thing about this industry is there's no right or wrong way to go about it. There's so many different ways to get your in. And that's a good thing because, you know, you could do anything. Anything is possible. The bad thing is because it's so open, some might say it's too open. You know, you go into business and you can just climb the corporate ladder. You know, you go to work every day, you show up at a certain time, maybe go a little early, you stay a little later, you do the right things, you close a couple good deals, and you should be promoted, right? Whereas this is not so cut and dry. It's not clear cut. And so getting out there and pursuing this and figuring all that out is what that next phase was, and kind of getting my footing in the industry was what that was. And that took me until pretty recently is when I started figuring out, okay, this is, I realized, you know, pursuing comedy might be better for me, just feels at home for me, feels right for me. And so focusing on that, not that, I mean, I'm the kind of actress, I want to do everything and anything. But, you know, figuring that comedy might be the door opening for me, figuring out that I'm going to, you know, moving into creating my material, which is another subject that we'll get into, but figuring things out, you know.
So take me back to that moment when you realized comedy was the genre that you want to focus on. I mean, were you, like, looking in the mirror making funny faces?
I always like making funny faces. But I've always, you know, when you think of being a great actress, you think of, like, the greats like Meryl Streep or Angela Bassett, these great dramatic, hard-hitting actresses. And, of course, that's what I wanted. But, you know, in class and stuff and hitting stuff, I'd be like, I have trouble getting there. Not to say that I'll never overcome it, because I will, and I want to, and I'll be a really great dramatic actress one day. I'm just not there today. But what I did find was when someone gave me a really good comedic strip, hitting timing, getting it, and just right off the bat, I could just, you know, get it and run with it. And I wouldn't say there's one specific moment. I'd just say I kind of just over time realized it in classes and even after school doing more other classes and getting out there, the feedback I got from friends and even family. I remember one point, it was a long time ago, my mom said, you know, told me you could stand up, and I looked like her like she was crazy, and now I'm thinking, maybe I could do stand up. I don't know about that yet, but maybe. But, you know.
I mean, I must give you props on your timing, and definitely it's great. It's impeccable. I watched some of your stuff on YouTube, and I definitely enjoyed it. I'm looking at you, and I'm like, you know what? This girl should be on the relaunch of In Living Color. Have you thought about it? As you know, that they are relaunching In Living Color.
I would love that. I would love to go to get that. You know what? I've got to check it out, and I've got to maybe make some inroads there or something like that. You know, that's a good point. I should definitely look into that.
It's
that's
all
the
you.
That launched Jimmy Fox, right, and a couple other people. So,
yeah, Keenan Ivory Williams, they're bringing it back. And, yeah, it was the launching pad for Jim Carrey, Jamie Foxx, and David Aaron Gura, and all these other people. So, absolutely, I need to get you. You got that sister girl roll down pack, too. You got the neck
all
movement.
Right. All
I
right.
love it. I love it. So, moving on. So, It's a process. I mean, we talk about being on In Living Color. My agent actually threw the same notes at me to be on In Living Color. And, you know, those things are exciting, and it's what we want to be a part of. But, of course, the opportunities are limited. So it puts us in a position where we have to create our own material, our own In Living Color, our own little comedy mm-hmm. parodies. So it sounds like that's where you're leading up to next, correct?
Yes, yes, definitely. And you hear that in the industry as soon as you get out here, and as you hear it more and more, you realize it's definitely what has to happen. And then I've even seen people's stuff that has gotten picked up or they've gotten recognition from. And so you see the reality of how important it is to create your own space, create your own opportunities by creating your own material. So, and the market is so ripe for that right now. There's so many opportunities. You can do so much with so little now and mm-hmm. really get a good audience. You know, with the internet, YouTube, the other web-based services for web series and even Bobisodes, which are, you know, series for cell phones and so forth. So it's just, it's almost inevitable. Not necessarily, you know, and a lot of people go a more straight and narrow path, but so many actors, directors, producers are out there making their own stuff, making their way for themselves. And so it's definitely possible, and it's also, you know, a way of taking control of your own career and what you'd like to see people see you as mm-hmm. and formatting that. So that's definitely a next step for me. I see that happening next year sometime. I'm really starting to formulate the thoughts and figure that whole thing out. So I am, yeah, so I'll be getting out there and creating my own material, just like I'll be creating my own reality. So.
So you have somewhat of an advantage because you came from the New York Film Academy, right? Would you say?
Yes. So I know. I've worked with filmmakers, and I know a little bit about directing. I've done some editing. I know about, you know, a little bit about lighting and producing and stuff like that. So I'll definitely use my own knowledge. I'm going to put an amazing team together because I know that's what it takes, and we're going to make this happen. We're going to, you know, maybe you and I can create our little some material for and get it out there so we can get picked up for this In Living Color relaunch. You know, that just came to me.
I like that. I like the sound of that. We could do that.
What?
We could do that.
We could maybe make something happen here, man.
I like that. I mean, we've only known each other for, just over a week now, and just the times that we've shared conversation, we've came up with some good ideas. We've thrown
some good ideas.
We
have some plans, huh? And this is the power of, getting out there and making something happen, because we weren't sitting at home when we met each other, were we? We were out there. We were networking.
Exactly.
We actually saw each other in passing at several networking events before we actually hit it off and became the friends that we are today.
Indeed we are. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to you helping me with my future of late night campaign.
Right.
And,
I have a hosting gig. I got a hosting gig, and it looks like I might have some good material for some, I don't know, maybe a web series or something out of this. It's sounding pretty good.
Yes. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening, this is history in the making right now. These are two visionaries,
making progress,
making some things happen. And what I like about you, which I think you're also inspiring me, you're throwing your goodness upon me, is that not only are you a talent, you recognize your talents and you want to be a part of the big screen, but you also have a heart to give back and you like to volunteer. You have these philanthropic endeavors of yours. And
yeah.
And it makes me want to do the same, because that's an area that I've kind of skipped over a few times, but it's a part of your spiritual journey. So share with others so it can inspire me more and maybe inspire whoever's listening.
Okay. Well, I've always liked giving. It just makes me feel good. Giving with nothing, expecting nothing in return, just makes me feel good. But also, if you follow the belief that I have, it's like the more good you put out there, it can only do more good for the world and the universe, and it can't help but to affect you and come back to you in some way, shape, or form. But you know, I've found, you know, in this industry, especially when you're focusing on becoming an actor or actress or something like that, you have to focus a lot on yourself, and you have to be a little selfish sometimes, which doesn't always feel good. And to get out of that, I've come up for air thinking I need to go out into the community and do some good. So I've worked as an adult literacy tutor, and I'm working on getting into tutoring some youth. And I'm always looking for other ways to get back. And I'm learning more and more that you don't necessarily have to go through these more defined routes of giving back. I'm learning if you just meet someone who needs some help or needs some assistance, you can give back that way. And I've done that a lot, and I do that. So I'm looking, to ways to give back to the community on a consistent basis and continue that work and I have some big plans. As I grow and my career grows and my wealth grows and my presence in the world grows, my philanthropic endeavors and my philanthropy will grow with me, and I plan to continue to do good work, because there is so much out there outside of this industry. Even though you could be on television making people laugh, you could be in people's home making them feel emotions that they've never felt before. That's something, there's a lot to be said for that. And I love, that's why I love this craft too. But there's also something for getting out there, meeting people face-to-face, and just doing some good out there, making some really big positive changes in the world, because the world we live in is great. It's got the yin and the yang, of course, and it could be made better, and I really want to be a part of that. So I'm going to be, and so, just like, I keep a little focus on that, too. It's all about me being a well-rounded person, just spiritually, yeah, mentally, physically, emotionally, enjoying the journey that I'm on, being a little bit, the whole movement of being in the now, I believe in that, taking the time out to really just enjoy life, have a social life, have, good emotional life, all that good stuff. So,
So you consider yourself to be very well-balanced right now, correct?
I do, and I do my best. It's not always, sometimes I look at it and I'm like, I wish I had more of this, or I want to do more of that, and you have to find the time, and also remember that, I am very focused right now on this career, so, I do my best.
Well, can you remember times when you wasn't well-balanced, and how did that affect you?
I'm only human, so I remember one specific time I was going through a lot in college, early on in college, my freshman year and into my sophomore year. My sophomore year was really tough, because first year of college is all great. Your freshman, there's just a little bit of hand-holding going on. Classes are not as difficult. They're challenging, because you're out of high school and college, and then you think you got it. And sophomore year, I became a resident assistant, which was an on-campus job. I really loved it. And then I had, I was also dealing with some personal issues, some family issues. Parents gotten divorced the year before, and I have a father that travels a lot, and so I'm not always able to talk to him as much as I wanted to, and maybe I didn't even know this. So, and then the classwork was really heavy, and so I entered this really bad space, trying to stay positive throughout it, but it was tough. And I ended up in a really bad headspace and a little bit of a meltdown after a poor performance on a test, and so I sought help. Luckily, at the school I went to, we got free, and they advertised this. They're like, in school, you're going to have some tough times. College, you're going to deal with some stuff. So we got free sessions with psychologists and a psychotherapist and psychiatrist. They were all available at our disposal. So I walked out of, after I turned in this horrible test, I knew it bombed because I couldn't even get through it, and I was in tears. I walked out of that testing room. I walked across the street to our psychiatric center, and I was like, I want to speak to someone. I need to speak to someone. So I asked to speak to someone, and from that, I was really resistant at first, but they, you speak and they talk and they don't really say much. But then the two things that they did say, they really pointed some things out for me to deal with. And I mean, that's just one example of just being in a bad space, and I wasn't necessarily thinking negatively or you know, obviously I was feeling negatively, but that's just something I went through that I had to kind of come out of, and this is one example of me. It didn't last that long. I was able to come out of it, have some great, great family and friends around me, so
As long as we come out of those situations, because as you said, you are human and we go through it, but you came out and you are in a great space right now. I'm trying to get in your space because it's really good. The times I was around you, I you know, took a step inside and I was like, man, this feels good. So it's all about having a good space. Good
and you got some good energy too, Motown. That's some good energy. You know, putting those lies out there, it's great, you know. Being in your presence, talking to you, being on the show, this is great, you know?
Oh, well, thank you.
We're feeding off each other. The energy is great. Got some ideas coming out. Wow.
Exactly. And my energy has only elevated since I've met you. So thank you for that. You're welcome. You're from Houston, Texas. And by the way, Liberia. How is your hometown and your background influence you as an up-and-coming actress today?
Yeah, well, I was born and raised in Houston, Texas, and you mentioned Liberia. So my whole family is from Liberia, which is a small country on the west coast of Africa. So I would like to say, I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. I'm an American through and through. I'm pretty patriotic, but, you know, when I went home growing up, you walked to, like, Liberia because that's the home my parents kept, especially, you know, as far as, like, traditions and the respect thing is really, really big in that culture. And so I was raised a Liberian in that household, but I'm an American through and through. And so, but, yeah, Houston, Texas, H-Town, home of, Hillary Duff and Beyonce. We got a lot of cool people from H-Town. And being from that, it's a very metropolitan city, but yet has a southern comfort and hospitality to it. And it's really diversity. So I've got, you know, people always, you know, when I say I'm from Texas, they're like, oh, but you don't have an accent. Yeah, you know, especially in Houston, not everybody has an accent. So, and I guess maybe being in a Liberian home helps. I don't know. Maybe I was more likely to have a Liberian accent than a southern accent. So, anyway, but yeah. And then, you know, that my culture is so much a part of me, the food, the people, the language, which is just another form of English as far as I can tell. But, those have just shaped who I am, and I feel like I have a broader perspective and worldview because, I have, the American, worldview and then the Liberian worldview, and, for my mom, who's very much engaged politically in affairs around the world, I always talked to her and always had her views in the house, so I always had a view of the world probably more open and maybe to the left of most as far as, like, being engaged and being open to, there's a world out there and this is what's going on in it, and it's important to be aware of it and be engaged and understand things and be a critical thinker and not just buy into whatever is out there in the media, but to do your own research and another thing that's helped me to be a more well-rounded person, to be engaged in what's going on in the world and know what's happening politically, around the world and all that good stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
All of that's been great, and I think it all goes back to helping me to be a more well-rounded performer, actress, entertainer, model, whatever. So.
Yes, indeed. Few things as we come to a close slowly. There's a few things you said that I want you to expound upon because you're just like a wealth of knowledge, and I want my audience to get that from you. Learn a few more things before this conversation comes to an end. You said something about doubt your doubts and have faith in your faith. Can you break that down? I don't know if I quite understand it.
Yeah, so I was visiting home, I went to my mother's church, and the pastor, preacher, whatever you like to title him with, said something, and it really rang true for me and my mom, and we shared it with our family, and it's rang true for us. Anyway, we're all human. We're going to have doubts. I mentioned positive thinking, have a positive mental attitude, creating reality. But we're all human, so we have our moments. We have those human moments where we have doubts, of course. But the pastor said, you got to doubt your doubts, and you got to have faith in your faith. We have our doubts, and we have faith. Just doubt your doubts, have faith in your faith, and that really hit home. And that's a good one of my favorite quotes and phrases, and that I carry that with me a lot. And every now and then, it's good to be reminded of that. And
Okay, Tiana. Right now,
yeah.
You are standing in an auditorium filled with over 10,000 people. And they are coming to you for advice because all of these are young people and they want to start their career and they don't know what to do, they don't know what to begin, and they're very fearful. Talk to these young people right now.
All right. Well, young people, I would have to say, first of all, you just got to do it. You got to find a way to start pursuing your career. Another thing I have, you have to do as much as you can with what you got from where you are. And doing that will help you to take steps forward. So, you know, if you're, I mean, I started acting locally in Houston. So if you're out in, you know, Motel or like out in the Midwest and you feel like there's not much around, you find opportunities to get involved. You know, find ways to, you know, take steps, get out there, go online, link up with people who are maybe in places where you want to be. If you want to, if you're trying to get out to LA, find a way, you know, make it happen. And you said something, you talked to a friend who said moving out there or pursuing something is not something you think about and plan. Sometimes it's just something you do. You know, I was blessed with the opportunity, but that opportunity didn't just come to me. I took steps and I followed through with some stuff. You do that and you're making progress and even, you know, also that's another thing, doubt your doubt and have faith with your faith. And, you know, things may seem like they're not moving forward, but as long as you know you're taking steps, keep moving. And then, you know, if you're out in the industry, out there in LA, you're pursuing, you know, just continue to get out there. Like I said, you know, there's so many opportunities to create your material, network, meet people. Like I met you, Motown, I'm on your show. We've got some great things in the works. Meet people, make it happen, get good friends around you, good teams around you, and be engaged. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Don't surround yourself with the people who are just sitting back and hoping things happen. When you get out there, you meet other people who are getting out there. That's so great. It's such a great feeling. And then you learn what they're doing, and you take notes from them, and you give them your experience, and you just live off each other, feed off each other. And before you know it, you look up, and you'll be where you want to be, or you'll be less than a step away, and you'll be like, wow, how did I get there? And it won't be a question. It's because you took the steps, you did as much as you could with this you had, you moved forward, and you just, you know, keep that positive outlook, keep that energy going, and before you know it, you'll have what you want to have. It's already there. You just got to bring it to you. You just got to attract it to you, you know? So that's what I got to say, and I hope that helps.
And I know it did, and you said it so well. You are such a wealth of knowledge. When are you coming out with your book, your DPT special?
It'll come out. It's obviously as my life unfolds, that book unfolds. So, that's definitely something I'd love to do is write a book, either a memoir or some, you know, I'd love to write books and do that. So one day, there'll be an amazing book out there for all the world to see.
A Tiana success app, you know, an app where people just get like wealth of little bites of information from you. You got it. It's all in you. You got to share that.
Of course.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm so thankful for you to be on the show today. I had a great
time. Thank you, Maureen. Motown. Motown, thank you. Thanks for having me, Motown.
You're very welcome. Can you handle one more question, maybe? I know I asked you
a lot of questions. One more question.
You sure?
One more question.
Are you sure? It sounds like you're
a
little tired.
I got this. I'm pumped. I'm energized from this interview. From your presence, Motown. I'm energized from being on your show, Motown. I am pumped. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
One more question. You don't have 10
more?
One
more question. All right.
That's all? One more? Okay. Let's go. What?
Who is the future of late night television?
Oh, God, that's a tough one. Let me think. You know what? I know. I got it. Perfect person. Amazing. Talented. Brilliant. Energetic. Just refreshing. Perfect for the future of late night. Is that what your question was? Who is the future of late night? The future of late night has got to be Motown Maurice. Hands down. No one else. No one better. It's Motown Maurice. Motown Maurice, that's it.
I think I'm going to have you as my announcer. I love that intro. Woo! Best one yet, and they keep getting better and better and better.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you,
Motown.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. The pleasure is mine. Thank you for being on the show. Keep on giving on your wisdom and knowledge and give it back and keep on thriving to success. I'm right there with you, my sister. Until next time,
all
right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Pleasure, Motel. Bye.
Thank you, Michelle. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Diana Fatima Weeks. Yes, the fabulous. And she's got the secret. Thank you so much for being on the show. We are wrapping it up. It is the weekend, November 18th, 2011. Great things ahead. So much to tell you about, but I can't tell you about now because I'm running out of time. But make sure you go to my blog, MotownMaurice.com. That's MotownMaurice.com. MotownMaurice.com, so you can check out my quest and all of the great things that comes along with it. Check out Tiana and her bio over here on the page. Make sure you support her. She is an upcoming actress, and she's taking things over. I'm holding on to you. I need to be in your space, Tiana. Keep doing great things. Talk to you soon, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, be blessed. God bless. Peace and blessings.